You're listening to America's Web Radio, your voice in the matter.
We'll be okay.
This is Michael Gannot with Insight to Israel, brought to you by America's Web Radio. And I want to thank all the guys at America's Web Radio in Atlanta, Georgia, for bringing the truth of the Jewish state to the grassroots of the United States. How Israel is number one in technology, number one in the world.
Amen.
Abigail, number one.
Hallelujah.
In technology, agriculture, medicine, and the vast amounts of humanitarian work. These fine. Now, I have to throw this in for all the naysayers. I have to say, not perfect. I get emails from folks, you think Israel's perfect. Well, no, but I sure will tell you this, it's God blessed.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
But from these fine people here in this country, I am grateful. You know, I can't say this enough. Abigail, you and I have had some great discussions before.
Yes, we have.
We're going to get to our guests here in a minute. But, Abigail, these guys, we want to pray for the blessing of America's Web Radio. Because I'm going to tell you, these guys came to me more than a year ago, and said, we love what we're seeing out of you when it comes to Israel. But we want to know more of the truth. They gave me the airtime for free.
Wow.
Twice on Sunday and once during the week.
That's amazing.
Yeah. They said, you come up with the logo, the guests, and the name, we'll give you the airtime.
Wow.
Insight to Israel is now in less than a year. Because people are hungry for truth.
Amen.
It's in the top 20% out of 26,000 radio shows.
That's amazing.
Heard in the United States, Europe, and here in the Jewish state. Can you believe that? Listen, if you say you love Israel, if you say that you love the Jewish people, and you say you love God, and you say you love truth, you need to invest in Insight to Israel, in the work that goes on here. You need to invest in it. Because I'll tell you, I am not the withholder of truth. After working in politics in Washington, D.C. for 15 years, I got tired of that mess. You know what I mean? I was swimming around in the cesspool.
Amen.
I thought the septic tank broke sometimes. I was, you know? So then I come to Israel where folks are like, you know what? After patting on the back and rubbing on the shoulders and saying, call me Michael, and then I call you, and then you tell me, who are you? And then I come to Israel. You know what I love about these folks? They'll tell you the way it is. If it's hot outside and you're complaining, stop complaining. What are you complaining for? We got a country. If they don't like your cooking, they're going to tell you. I'd rather have somebody tell me, man, you need to throw some salt in that thing.
Amen.
That's nasty.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, they'll tell you how you can make life better. That is what I love about the Jews. You know why they're that way? Because they know that life is short, and they work hard, and they just rather have it up front. And anyway, so I didn't mean to get off on all that. This is a great people here that have changed my life, blessed my heart, enriched my soul, and increased my knowledge and my faith. Because they've been so good to me. And I'm sure, Abigail, you've seen the same thing.
Yes, I have.
So I want to thank the guys at America's Web Radio. We love you. And we're grateful that you are willing to put your money where your mouth is.
That's right.
Let your feet do the walking.
Come on.
Because you love truth and you want the truth about the Jewish state. So thank you, guys. And thank you to everyone that listens. I also want to say a quick thank you to Hershey's for Heroes. All those that gave or give to her. You're going to find out, ma'am, what Hershey's for Heroes is about. Hershey's for Heroes is now a year old this June.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, and thank you to everyone that gives. Abigail, we handed out. I say we. It's pretty much me, but that's no big deal. I like to use the word we because it makes it realize that there's more than just me involved.
Mm-hmm.
There's folks that give. Hershey's for Heroes is where Americans are sending thousands, literally thousands of chocolate bars, Hershey's chocolate bars. Now, it's more than just the chocolate. They're putting notes on these chocolate bars saying, we love you, we pray for you, we stand with you, we'll fight with you in defense of the sovereignty and security of the Jewish state. And when these young people are beat down by Islam, the Islamic media, by the global media, by global governance, and they see a chocolate bar with a note of prayers and love, wow. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I don't think in the history of public relations that you could ever get a better public relations message.
Yes.
From the grassroots level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's happening? I take a picture of the person who sent the chocolate bar, and the chocolate bar and collage it, make a collage.
Mm-hmm.
I post it on the Hershey's for Heroes Facebook page. If you haven't seen it and you're listening right now, you need to check it out. Then, when I take a picture of the soldiers holding that specific chocolate bar, one of two things happens. It either comes from this end or this end, and they connect. And now, they're emailing each other. Now they're Facebooking each other. And now, these soldiers are saying, why? Why do you care? You're not Jewish. Why do you care? And you know, as well as I do, there is a, in fact, on my radio show today, I have a gentleman that's actually going to Oral Roberts University, went to, he's Jewish, he's a rabbi, unordained, because he doesn't want to be stuck under that guise, and he's the first, quote-unquote, rabbi to go to RU, and he runs and has an organization where they literally show the scriptural tie between Jews and Christians.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, this guy knows the New Testament. Well, we call it I've heard New Testament, I've heard New Covenant, but I think it's almost like an extension.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to describe it sometimes in the right words, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
But this guy knows Scripture sometimes better than most Christians do.
Amazing.
So anyway, so my point is that we are connecting Americans at the grassroots with some of the finest soldiers who have no choice, who know that they must defend this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank everyone for giving. Thank you. Thank you. We pray for your blessing and prosperity spiritually, mentally, emotionally, on every level in your life. That even when hard times come to the U.S., that God will send a raven.
Amen.
To feed your family.
That's right.
Because we're headed for those times.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know what I say? Let it come. Because it'll separate those who say that they are from those who have been faithful. I look at my mother, Mother Gannett. That woman's been faithful in prayer. I've heard her cry as a little child. She'd have her covers thrown over her head. God, save my children. Don't let them go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know you. I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for that woman.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
That's better than a Chinese buffet. That was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I could veer off on 1,000 different directions on that.
Mm-hmm.
But Abigail.
Yes.
Wow, it is another beautiful day in the Jewish state.
Yes, it is. The sun is shining and we're enjoying this view.
My. You know what's great? That we are sitting here. Sheen, remember I said this before. We, and ma'am, you've been here for 7 years. We are seeing what Moses could not.
Mm-hmm. 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 I love that.
We are seeing, God said, you can't go in.
Mm.
Disobedience.
My God.
You can't go in. You can only look at it from afar. And everyone else, Joshua and everyone else went in. But after 2,000 years of no homeland, by prophecy, the greatest beat down, cast asunder, left for dead, the Jewish people survived. Hey, look, part of that was God's judgment. We understand that. We all get a spanking every now and then from the Almighty. Well deserved, might I add.
Yes.
But God has that covenant. He loves them. He draws them in. And that's why after 2,000 years, like the prophet Samuel as a young man, know it or not, he whispers to the heart of every Jew around the world and says,
I love you.
I love you. Come home. Time to come home.
My God.
And if they'll just wake up and say, here I am, Lord, your servant.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
I can picture that little fellow laying there.
Yeah.
Here I am, Lord.
Amen.
Your servant after 3 times.
Yeah.
Who's talking to me?
Yeah.
Who's talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Wow, I got to Abigail. Wow.
Oh, it's awesome.
Sister, it's good to have you here.
Thank you so much, Michael, for having me on your radio show.
Abigail, we met over a year ago.
Yes, we did.
And I was just walking down the street one night.
You were.
And actually, I'll tell you what. Let me say this. I'm sharing, not airing.
Okay.
I'm here on a donation basis.
Wow.
God provided.
Amen.
And you know what's funny? I'm going to tell you, at that time, I didn't have any money in the bank.
Wow.
I ended up walking home.
Yeah.
Hey, can you imagine that? Now, if I'd have had some money in the bank, you and I would have never met.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
That's hilarious. Sharing can you imagine area. That?
Yeah,
if I'd have had money in the bank for a bus ticket, we'd have never met.
Thank God. Thank God.
Wow. Hey,
amen.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
This country, when I first came here, Abigail, I was in, Ken, I was in Ben Gurion Airport, and you
yes.
know this. I dropped my bags, and I said, you know what? We're going to see what kind of man you're made of.
Ah, my God.
So we met, and you were here. Can I ask what you were doing at that time when we met?
Well, at that time when we met, actually, we were walking back from the second watch of the night at Sukkot Hallel.
Okay.
So I led worship at a house of prayer right at the base of Mount Zion over the then Hinnom Valley. So that was one of the things that we did was we prayed in intercession, and we were walking. I think it might have even been snowing that night.
Yeah.
It was so cold.
It was.
So it was cold. Yes, it was. So a friend of ours, we saw you, and I just said, you know what? The Lord has something important for this man to do. And so we prayed for you. You let us pray for you.
Yeah, I need it.
Yeah,
I need it all the time. No, this is a spiritual battle.
Amen. Amen.
And I appreciate your guys' prayers. I actually called my mother after that and told her, I said, man, I met these great ladies.
Yes.
And they prayed for me, and I needed it. I was down at a low point at that time.
Wow.
So it worked. It worked
yeah.
out. And at that time, Insight to Israel was not in existence, I don't believe.
Wow.
That was in February, yeah. So it hadn't even come into existence yet.
Well, that's amazing because the Lord, I believe, has a great mission work for you. And the manifestation of what you're doing for Israel and Hershey's for Heroes is spectacular. And that's one of the things that we do is that not only are we here to pray in intercession, but we're also here to bless the people
right.
here in this region, even if they are from the States,
right.
to refresh them in standing in this work, because Israel is a hard place
right.
because you never know what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
And so it's stressful. It's a stressful
it
place
is.
To live, but it's the best place to live all at the same time. I felt more protected here than I did anywhere in the world.
Yeah. You know what? You were saying that. You were talking about how it's hard.
Yes.
And how it's beautiful. And I was picturing a rock.
Yes.
And it takes years.
Uh-huh.
But that little flower will press up through that rock and make
yes.
its way to the sunshine.
Absolutely.
That's what I picture, a rock. And a little flower coming up through the crack.
Michael, I have got to share this with you. Yesterday, we were driving through the northern region from Tel Dan to Nazareth. And we were going through the back roads. And in those back roads, there were flowers that literally, you know what a sunflower does. This was a field of sunflowers, and it was beautiful. But listen to me. Those flowers were literally bowing down. They were not going to the sun as usual. It is as if the entire earth was worshiping the Creator here in this land. It was something that was supernatural. I've never seen anything like that before. And so, yes, it's a hard place, but it's even signs like that that are, it's real. I mean, God is the God of Israel, and people will understand his love for his people when they come to the land. And I'm so glad that you're doing this so that you can express how God's creation, all of it, the seas that roar, like we're right here at the beach right now, it gives glory unto the God. Psalms 74, it says that the seas roar and give glory unto the Lord. Right. And so we're in a place where God's glory and worship takes place.
Wow, wow. You know, I monitor the news 24/7 pretty
much. Yes.
And I see all of these signs in the world.
Uh-huh.
Sinkholes.
Yes.
Earthquakes.
Yes.
We're literally talking in a month's time thousands of earthquakes around the world.
Wow, wow, wow.
The earth is groaning for redemption.
Yes, it is.
Redemption.
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 If mankind will not seek God for redemption,
right,
the earth will.
Uh-huh. In fact, the earth is groaning for the birthing of the sons and daughters. The sons and daughters. And God is calling forth his true sons and daughters.
Right.
And also those that are brought into the faith by the Son, Yeshua.
Kim.
Amen.
Wow. Wow.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I tell you, you know what? I want to thank the Jewish people for a number of reasons.
Why is that?
I want to thank them for the cherry tomato.
Yes.
For the penny and processor.
Come on.
And the Messiah.
Amen then.
Mm.
But you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. The cherry tomatoes here to taste the best here. It tastes almost like a fruit. And I know a tomato is a fruit. It could be a fruit, a vegetable, whatever. But when I first came here, I never loved cherry tomatoes until I got
olives.
Here.
I didn't love olives.
I'm sorry.
Apricots.
I repent.
They're not apricots, but dates.
Dates. Oh, me either. I never ate dates till I got here. But the dates, I said, oh my God, can I take a box of these home? I mean, look. You know how sometimes they'll have meetings where we have like a buffet, and they'll have the dates, and then they'll have walnuts right next to them. I said, and some hummus.
Exactly.
It's the best.
Exactly. Wow. You know what? Listen.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
Yes.
We're blessed to be here.
We are blessed to be here.
In this, for such a time as this, Esther.
That's what it is.
We are. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
When you see the world shape it up,
uh-huh,
and we're here.
That's right.
Too many times as Americans, let me say, we're going to move on.
Yes.
But too many times as Americans, and I thank God for the United States. I thank God for the predestination.
Amen.
Of our country,
uh-huh,
that was a safe haven, even though we haven't been perfect. No place is. We live in an imperfect,
mm-hmm,
world. But that has been a safe haven for persecuted people all over the world.
Yes.
That has been a safe haven even for Jewish people. But we are moving quickly away from our founding principles. But aside from that, what was I going to say? I can't remember. Anyway, it's not important then if I can't remember. Sometimes I do that. It's like I forget my way home at night. You know what I mean?
But thank God you didn't get your way home the other night when we met.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So we met that night, and then you went back to the States, and we kept in touch ever since then.
Yes, we did.
So now you've been back for how long?
This time, the first time we came, I came for 4 months. We left, of course, because if you come to Israel,
right,
when you guys come, and you must come, you can always get a 3-month visa if you just do it the normal way, tourist visa. So I left the country and I went to Rome on the 2-week break, and then I came back. So the first time, that was that time. And because we do projects, the Lord sends us to pray for things, like we paid for the Pope.
Right.
When they were making that decision. So when the Pope came in, that's when we were actually in Rome making that prayer and intercession. So this time, we came in April, and we've been here for about 2.5 months.
Wow. Wow. Amazing.
Yes.
Can I ask what you've been doing here for the 2 months?
Well,
what's your experiences have been?
Well, fabulous. I've never experienced anything like this before, ever. This year was the blood moon. So
right.
I flew in on Passover. Listen, if you ever get stuck in New York City, it's amazing. Because so many people were coming home. There are three times a year the Lord commands people to come home.
Right.
Passover, Sukkot,
right.
and Shavuot. Three times a year. And so, I know I'm not a man, but I wanted to come and be in God's land. Amen.
Right.
So I got a flight from New York City, got here, and I went immediately to the Jerusalem House of Prayer for All Nations, whose the director is Tom Hess, on the top of Mount of Olives. And so I went there, and we had dinner. We had the Seder meal,
wow.
which was fantastic. And we stayed all night up, and we prayed, and we just worshiped the Lord till the sun came up the next morning.
Wow. And I've seen that sun from when I lived in the Jaffa Gate when I first moved here.
Yes.
On the top of my building, I could see the Mount of Olives.
Wow.
And that sun come up, and that's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful scenery.
There. That is amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. So after Passover, I stayed in Jerusalem proper because that's where the Lord says, I want you to go where I will put my name to celebrate the feast. And we know that currently where the Temple Mount is, that is where the Lord will dwell forever. Somebody say forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And so that's where the Lord is going to put his, that's where he is with his name. David, check this out. I'm talking about David.
Right. King David.
Uh-huh. He purchased that as a threshing floor. So that land belongs to the Jews. David paid for it. Come on now, give me a high five. He paid for it.
Amen.
It was his first threshing floor there in that place.
Wow.
Mount Moriah, okay?
Right.
Paid for it by David.
Right.
Who owns it?
The Jews.
Amen. Okay, so that's clarified. So one of the things is that when we worship God and when we understand that dimension, that's when you say, okay, God, I'm going to believe your word. The Old
right.
Testament is for the Gentile and the Jew.
Absolutely.
We are one.
Absolutely.
The book of Ephesians tells us that he's going to bring Jew and Gentile together. But listen, the book of Romans tells us to the Jew first. So those things are first to them. God came first to them. Jesus was Jewish.
Right. And all the disciples.
And all
Amazing.
The disciples.
Amazing.
We're reading a Bible that has Jewish roots in it.
Right.
And so for us to have an understanding of who we're serving, it's good to come to the Holy Land.
Right.
And to support programs like yourself with Insight to Israel. I mean, you know, it's the foundation of the world.
Right.
I mean, so anyway, so that was the first part of our trip. And so the Lord is faithful to bring his people home who have a desire to. And if there's anybody that has a desire to come home, the door is open. God is asking you, will you come and see the land that I have promised you because you are a believer and all of the people who I've called by my name. Come home. Come to the land. Come home. Come to the land.
Amen. Amen. You know, I'm looking here just a direct shot at Jeremiah 30.
Yes.
17. For I will restore health to you.
Yes.
And your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have called you an outcast. It is Zion for whom no one cares. You know, I was sitting here thinking about that, looking at that.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
And I said to myself, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
These folks here in this country, they've been beat down.
They have been.
They've been beat down.
Yes, and that's why we're here.
They've been beat down.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I have soldiers look at me, 18, 19-year-old boys, and when I hand them a chocolate bar with a note on it, and they say, Michael, we didn't know.
Yeah.
The world hates us.
Wow. Wow.
Can you imagine that?
You know,
a child looking at you.
Amazing.
And when you look at the rest of the world full of its wickedness.
Yeah, yeah.
And he looks at me and says, Michael, we didn't know. The world hates us.
Wow, wow. Michael, you're doing an incredible work. I mean, I even saw it when we did the TV interview in Haifa. And there was a young man. And I'm going to give a testimony about you, okay? When we were there in that interview, and there was a young man, and I saw him come up to you, and he wanted to know why. Why were you here? And you explained to him why you were here, because he didn't even understand why you left everything, how you sold all of the things that you had in America just to come and serve these people. And it touched touched that young man. It gave that young man hope that it's okay for him to live here in the land, and it's okay for him to be Jewish.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the safest place.
It is.
The haven.
Yes.
That God has made. And
you know, the Lord said that he would be a fire around Jerusalem. Do you know the Lord? He cares. He cares about his people.
Amen. Amen. And we need to do that. More Americans need. We need to stop worrying about all this pettiness.
Yeah.
That we've allowed. You know how liberating it was for me to get rid of the stuff.
Yeah.
In my life.
Yeah.
The stuff.
It's undoing the heavy burdens.
And if I'll tell you, and if we could just do that internally, let God.
Yeah.
Lift the stuff.
Right.
From our lives, and then we'll be able to see more clearly.
Yes.
Just like you, why you come here.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. When I came, the first time I came to serve, it was 2012, and they were at war. I mean, literally, bombs were going off. I'm not going to lie. And the Lord told me, he said, are you willing to die for me? Because they were at war, but it just so happened I didn't care. People were saying, why would you go over there? It's time of war, blah, 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 blah. But the Lord sent me here in the midst of that. And so I came anyway, and I came, listen to this, as a dead woman. And do you know why I say that? The Bible says that, and if you lose your life, you gain your life.
Right.
But if you try to take your life, then you lose it anyway.
Right.
So the best thing to do is to lose your life so that you can gain his life.
Right.
When I got here, I was safe. I never felt anything. There were bombs going off. Yes, there were. I even went and served where orphans were. And those orphans were able to be relieved because they're so stressed out. One of the kehillahs or congregations, they even experienced a bomb coming right down the street in front of the shelter where these people pour out every single week for people who are drug addicts, for people who have, you know, certain issues. So we work, that's one of the mission things that we do here, is that we go into those places where the people are struggling, and we're helping them. We're helping the orphans, we're helping the widows, women who don't have husbands, who have lost everything. Yes, I might have felt like I lost everything when I came over, but I gained so much more.
Right.
For when you lose the world, you gain all of God, all of him, and it's his people that are the treasures.
Amen. Wow. Yeehaw.
Amen.
Wow. My mother said one time, Michael, you say wow sometimes too much. I'm like, mother. And she'll get to see, she's coming in October. You sit where I am next to some of the greatest people.
Wow.
And when you can't find the right words.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. Yeah.
Abigail, that was beautifully said.
Amen.
And, you know, the simple fact that, you know, people don't realize, Solomon said if a man wants friends, he should show himself friendly.
That's right.
And Abigail, if people only realized just by extending a hand, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. Pity is when you see a man in his lowest state and you stop and you say, I want to help, and you keep walking.
That's right.
Compassion is when you see a man at his lowest state, and you say, I want to help, and you reach down your hand.
Lord, have mercy.
And you reach down your hand. Wow. Listen, wow, that's great stuff. We're going to come back.
Amen.
And we're going to dig a little deeper.
Okay, that sounds good.
We're going to dig a well.
Amen.
So thanks for listening, and this is Michael Gunn with Insight to Israel. We'll be right back. This is Michael Gunn with Insight to Israel. Every day, the Israeli Defense Force finds itself on the front line of the war with the militant arm of Islam. Surrounded by enemies from within and without, they fight for the only Jewish state. Military service is mandatory, ladies serving 2 years and men serving three right out of high school. While young people in other democracies are busy traveling or attending university, Israeli men and women gear up for basic training. In a world of heads of state, politicians, ambassadors, diplomats, and a leftist media, many times our voice at the grassroots level is drowned out. So we started an ongoing project called Hershey's for Heroes. Patriot conservatives from all over the U.S. are sending Hershey's chocolate bars with a note of thanks for defending Israel. Won't you join us by sending a sweet message to the IDF? For information, please see my Facebook page at Michael Gonneau. Thank you, God bless Patriot conservatives, and God bless Israel in her struggle for sovereignty and security.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
You know, one thing that the Lord shared with me...
No, you know what? Let me ask this real quick before you get in. I don't mean to interrupt. Where are you from, by the way?
I am from Albany, Georgia.
Albany, Georgia. Now, yes. I'm trying to think what that's close to. I'm bad with geography when it comes to narrowing it down.
It's the southeast part of the United States.
Okay.
Where we're called the Peach State because we put out the best peaches there are.
So yeah.
When people think about ladies from the Georgia region in America, they say, oh, those are the peach girls.
The Georgia peach.
Georgia peaches.
Yeah. Nice, nice. Now, if I can ask, because I'm looking for a frame of reference here.
Yes.
How old are you?
Oh, I'm forever young. I'm in my early 40s.
You're in your early... Oh, I'm 43.
Okay.
You'll never catch up. You know what I mean? I'll always be number one and beat me in that.
Yes,
in the race of age.
Okay,
you know?
Yes.
So,
yes.
So let me ask you, when you were, what was your home life like growing up?
Well, you know, when I grew up, I grew up in a family of two siblings and one brother and a mother and a father in the home. So it was a typical American home. I had a typical lifestyle. I was on the homecoming court, you know.
Nice.
Senior class president of my high school.
I can see that. You're a beautiful woman.
Yeah, so those were some of the things that I did growing up. And I was a pharmacist. You know, I was trained as a cosmetic chemist. I went to Harvard University and did research in cancer cell bio.
Wow, nice.
And, traveled the nation with the research that we did with P53. And so the Lord came into my life when I was working on my master's towards pharmaceutical chemistry. He called me into missions, and I've been going ever since. So I left my career. So that was one of the things that I left, was a career in the cosmetic field.
Wow.
And so that was a part of my family life and how I grew up. I lived in New York City. And so when the Lord called me, I went into the wilderness and sought the Lord. And so the Lord brought me here, and I've been crying out to the Lord. In 2005, the Lord told me, he said, that he's calling me to the 12 tribes of Israel. And I was like, what? I didn't even understand what that meant at the time. I mean, all I knew was a Baptist church, the preacher, the choir. You know, I didn't know what that meant. And
right.
So it has been since 2005 that the Lord has began to unfold the mission of what I'm doing and the purpose of being called to these people. Because to the Jew first.
Right.
Amen.
Because they gave it to us first.
They gave it to us.
Huh.
Amen. So
they gave it to us first.
Yes. And so
we owe them so much.
We owe them a lot. And so because this is their heritage. This is theirs. The land is theirs. And because of Yeshua, which is Jesus Christ, I'm able to be blessed in this inheritance because of him. If it was not for his blood, I wouldn't be able to enter into this covenant.
Right. Wow.
But I have a covenant now.
Right.
With Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Right. Wow. Wow. The bridging of the gap.
Yes.
Between sinful man.
Yes.
And holy God.
That's it. That's it. That's it. And that's the thing about having insight, having wisdom, being able to see. Because one of the things that really impacted me, I'm going to tell you the truth. For years now, I've been, when God called me, I didn't understand it, but all I did was pray. So I was in the prayer movement in Atlanta at the International House of Prayer in Atlanta, Georgia, with Billy Humphrey. And he's the one that first told me about Israel. He told me about the bride. He told me about He told me about those things, and it just wrecked me. It, God let me know, you know, today is the time for Pentecost. It's the time that God released the Torah.
Right.
That he gave the, that was their ketubah. You know what I mean? That was their marriage contract. He told them he would be married to them forever, that he would be a, they would be a special treasure to him.
Wow.
And when God comes, that's what he is.
Wow.
He listen, you are his special treasure. Michael, you are his special treasure. We get to be the special treasure of God. And so one thing that impacted me was understanding in James 1 and 27, where it says that pure religion, undefiled,
right,
is that you keep yourself unspotted from the world and that you help the widow and the orphan. You help the afflicted. And so everybody that says they want to be in church, you know, I was doing a form. That's why, you know how they say that God, a lot of people do a form of godliness but deny the power thereof.
Right.
And a lot of us are doing a form of what it means to be a Christian, but we're not doing the work of what it means to be a Christian.
Right.
And so then the Lord showed me in the scriptures where on the last day, this is the key. And I'm telling you, this is the key. The Lord showed me in the scriptures in Matthew that one day he's going to call a lot of people up on the day of judgment. They'll come up to me and he'll say to some, go this way. And he'll say to the other ones, go the other way. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
And the ones that he says, go the other way, they're like, well, why? Why do I have to leave your presence? And he's like, well, because I don't know you. And then the scriptures further go on and say, he said, well, why is it that you don't know us? He said, because when I was hungry, you didn't feed me.
Right.
When I was naked, you didn't clothe me. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me anything to drink. And the Lord is so, listen, if we don't clothe the people, this is a part of the works that God is requiring for us to do. And for so many years, I'm going to be honest with you, I did not do it. I mean, all I did was sit and pray. I didn't have the works.
Right.
The works that he'll say, get away from me, I never knew you. You know, because God is about people. He's about, can I touch you? Can I feel you? Can I be the hands of God in the earth?
Right.
Once God saves you and makes you whole, it's time for you to turn around and to touch and to help,
right,
and to heal. That's why what you're doing, even if it feels that though, you know, only Hershey chocolates, but yes, they may be hungry. They're hungry for love.
Right, right.
You know?
Right.
And so that's what God wants us to do.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. You know what? I look at my own life. And,
yeah.
You know, I've had my ins and outs, my ups and downs, and there's been times I've fallen away from God.
Yeah.
And he's drawn me back.
Amen.
And it's, you can't get away from that. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. You just can't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know when I was living in D.C.
Yeah.
It's funny because when I didn't actually, all my clothes, I didn't deal with that issue.
Yeah.
Until the night before I was packing to leave.
Right.
Like
right,
my clothes.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had these two big closets.
Yes.
Full of clothes, and my mother was like, what do you do with this?
Yes.
And I, you know, just what you're saying, I look at my life now and how I've narrowed it down to two bags. And I say, God, why did I waste so much? Why did I waste so much? So much time. So much frivolity. On things that don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because we say it sometimes, but do we really mean it? Do we really look at ourselves and say, how much do you really mean what you
mm-hmm.
what you say you believe?
Yeah.
And I tell you, I think the greatest joy that I've had since I've been
uh-huh.
here
uh-huh.
is knowing that I can just. These folks, a lot of people say, joke around, Israelis don't care about fashion, you know, because you look, sometimes the clothes don't match.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't even faze me. I don't even think about it anymore. Now that I'm, and again, I'm thankful for where I'm from, but it's like, I'm so out of, when I spend time with people all across this country,
yeah,
I'm so out of that mentality.
Yeah.
The mentality
right.
of things.
Yes.
You know? And, you know, it's amazing what you're saying, because it's time that we get out of ourselves.
It is.
Because we live in some very dangerous, dangerous, dangerous days. And if you don't see it coming, you better wake up.
Amen.
You think you got it made? You think right now, because things are still just a little good in the United States, you better buckle in for the ride.
Listen, Michael, I'm telling you, I remember back in the day when I grew up, you could go to your neighbor and you could, in America, you could go to your neighbor and you could ask your neighbor for a cup of sugar.
Right.
You could ask your neighbor, do you have any extra eggs? But, you know, we've become such a selfish generation that God is saying, wake up.
Right.
Wake up. However you treat your neighbor is how I'm going to respond to you.
Right.
To the lofty, he will show himself lofty. So to the kind-hearted, God will show himself kind-hearted. And so whatever you do, whatever measure you mete out, what that means is whatever you do to somebody else, it's going to be done back to you.
Right.
And so we want to sow good seeds of love.
Sowing and reaping.
Sowing and reaping. Amen.
Sowing and reaping.
That's it.
Wow. Abigail, so... Yeehaw, that's all I got to say.
Hallelujah. Yeehaw.
So you grew up in this now. So now, okay, you have me on Zion Travails TV.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Where did that come from?
Well, you know, it's almost...
As true as it is.
It is. Amen. Well, you know what? There's a scripture in the Bible in Isaiah 66, verse 8, that says, "For as soon as Zion travails, she bursts forth her children." But right above that, listen to this. Right above that, it says, "Will a nation be born in a day?" And I'm telling you, listen, we are living in prophetic times. God gave me that ministry many years ago. I never understood it. He told me, he said, "That's the name of your ministry." I said, "God, what is Zion Travails? I don't know what I mean. I don't even know what travails mean." Okay, I get Zion. Okay, but what is travails? I'm trying to get there. Amen. But so the Lord gave me that ministry name because God wants to birth forth people into the kingdom of God.
Right.
Do you know that a part of that, Michael, the scripture right above that is that this is the prophetic time that Israel was born in one day. It was one day that the United Nations declared
As ungodly as they are.
As ungodly. But you know what? That's how we know. Like we talked about earlier, God is in control. I'm going to tell you, God is in control.
The heart of a king,
in case you didn't know,
is in the hand of God.
It's in his hand.
And he turns it whithersoever he will.
God is in control, in case you didn't know.
Wow.
God is in control.
Wow. When you think that you're just, your pride, I'm going to do it. Frank Sinatra, I'm going to do it my way. No.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Come on.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh.
God, even in your wickedness, is going to do it his way.
Come on,
and
his
fulfill
way.
His,
that's right.
His point, mm-hmm. his promise.
That's it.
And his blessing.
Yes.
Wow.
Amen.
That's good.
So that's Zion Travails.
Nice.
That's Zion Travails TV show where we teach the Torah. And right now, because we are in Israel proper, we featured great people in the land. We went to Nazareth, and we had several interviews in Nazareth with local people, artisans. In the Carmel region, we have artists that we featured the land so that you can get to know people from that perspective on ZionTravails.com. And also, you know, just... teaching people about God, the truth, because
right.
that's what I want. God said one day, you know what, you shall neither worship me in this mountain, but those that worship me will worship me in spirit and in truth. And that's Zion Travails. It is a ministry of spirit, and it is a ministry of truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow. Wow. That's great stuff.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. God is good.
I got so much stuff. It's just...
I know it's bubbling up.
Wow.
Well, you know, because even if we look at the United States is really what helped Israel come into alignment. You
right.
know?
Right.
And so we thank God. We thank God for that. There was one.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let me say this.
Uh-huh.
This is what needs to be said. Because I can prove it historically.
Yes.
It wasn't the government that helped Israel. It's the American people.
It is.
When Nixon turned his back on Golda Meir, when Henry Kissinger said, "Let those Jews bleed a little," Let them, your own people?
Yes.
Who are those? Yeah, well, Nixon later, Golda Meir came to Nixon and said, because Kissinger wouldn't help. He's like, let them bleed a little. Let the Jews bleed a little. Mm-hmm. His own people. His own people.
But
here's my point in saying that.
Yeah.
It will always be and always has been. You know.
It is always your own people.
Here's the one thing I love. Let the Buddhists say they stand with Israel. They don't get it. Let the all these other religions, these false religions, say they stand with Israel, but they ain't got the power the Christians have.
They ain't got the power, boo.
They got nothing.
Amen.
They can sign on a piece of paper. They can stand in a street protest, but they do not have the hand of the Almighty that will intercede in a time of trouble when the saints pray.
But you know what? What's interesting is that even in John 14:15, where the Lord tells you that he will never leave you nor forsake you, but that he will send you a comforter.
Yeah.
God will send you a comforter. And listen to this. I love this part. In John 14, verse 21, it says that if you obey my commandments, listen, we will come in with you, and I will manifest myself to you.
Wow.
So not only does Israel have that covenant, but even in the New Testament, listen to this, we too have that very same covenant, that when we obey,
right,
Shema Israel,
yeah,
when we obey, God will come and manifest himself to us. So God wants to manifest himself. And so that's why even with the word of God, when people obey God's word, God has to show up.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what is your family? So you got Zion. First of all, let me say this. Thank
Amen.
You for having me on Zion Trabelle's.
Oh, we loved having you on there. You taught us so much, Michael.
Well, there's a lot more we can all learn from each other.
Amen.
And that's what
Amen.
It's about. So when you did all this,
yes,
what's your family thinking?
Well, you know, my family is 100% behind me. They're supporting me.
Praise God for that, because my
Amen.
Family is too.
Amen. I think we were born in the right family.
Absolutely.
You think God has something to do with that?
Absolutely. 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 And you were in the womb. I knew.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah. Amen.
So they back you up.
They do. And we also have other supporters that come alongside of us. Because you can't do this work by yourself.
Nah.
And one thing I like about the Apostle Paul said this. Now check this out. The Apostle Paul said that, I want to receive a gift from you so that you can have these things accounted to your heavenly account. Somebody say heavenly account. Because the work that the Apostle Paul did, you got to share in his eternal rewards.
Right.
And so that's why even with Israel's insight, Hershey's for Heroes, the work that you do here on the ground, when people come and partner with you, they get to partner with the heavenly account that you are going to be able to have when you get to heaven. Your supporters will be able to have that very same reward.
Amen.
And it's amazing. They won't be on the ground.
Right.
They may be sending a chocolate. They may be sending Michael, it's okay, letters. They may be sending financial support, toothpaste, deodorant. Glory to God.
I got a year worth of deodorant for my buddies in D.C.
You can, because it's like 20, it's like 21 shekels.
Yeah, it's expensive.
It's expensive.
That's a bus ticket. I could be going to...
I know.
I could be going to a base taking chocolate.
Yeah. Amen. Thank God for supporting.
I could be doing it this month, you know.
Amen. So it's amazing because every time I put my eyebrows, I think about my supporter, you know.
Right.
Because... God is good. We cannot do this work alone. It takes an entire body, the entire body, fitly jointed together.
Right.
You need eyes, you need ears, and not everybody's an eye, not everybody's a hand, but, you know, there's some that are financiers, and they need to help to support what God's work, what he's doing. Because when they do that, their businesses back home will be blessed.
Right.
Because they bless you. Listen, the scriptures tell us when we bless Israel, we ourselves will be blessed.
Right.
And if you curse Israel, come on, you're going to be cursed.
You do
so
not want to.
You don't want to do that.
You don't want to be in the middle
come
of that.
Come on, get the blessing.
Absolutely.
Come on and receive the blessing. You know, amen.
Amen. Wow. So your family backs you up.
Yeah.
Now, what? Okay.
Hallelujah.
for 3 weeks,
yes.
4 weeks.
Yes.
Now, how many months? You've been here for months.
Oh, yeah, I have been. Oh, yeah, since April. Help me, Lord. Help me.
It seems like weeks it goes by so fast.
I know. It goes by so fast. Time just flies by.
So what all have you been involved with since you've been here?
Well, since I've been here, like I was...
Getting back to the original question.
The original question, I know.
20 minutes
ago. It's okay. It's all right. I hope y'all are catching on. Well, you know, when we got here, we did Passover, and we stayed here. It was the most peaceful time of my life. I've never felt so much peace.
Wow.
In fact, I met with... We support some of the widows here that made Aliyah. And Aliyah is a process where you... It means... To go up, and they have come home and had now Israeli citizenship. They're Jews. Both of them, two twins.
And let me repeat that.
Yes.
It's where Jews come from all over the world and
all
they come
over the
home
world.
To Israel.
They come home to Israel.
Amazing.
Yes. And one of the things, we met with them, and one of the ladies, she told me this is funny. She said, yes, I'm from the Midwest, and... She said, I live in Ashdod right now. I mean, American accent, you know.
Yeah.
I live in Ashdod right now, and I'd rather live in Ashdod with an occasional bomb rather than working with one of them tornadoes. I was screaming. I said, what are you saying? She said, well, she said, if a bomb hits down there in Ashdod, she said, it's just in one place. But what a tornado, it turns up everything.
Exactly. That's hilarious.
And so, you know, it's amazing the courage that some of these women have. And so we've been pouring into them, the women here, the widows in this region. And also, again, we went up and served the orphans and the widows. And I literally lived with them.
Wow.
And cooked for them. I was their chef. I was Mama Abigail. In the
kitchen. Hey, when you're not married, you got to cook for somebody.
Amen. So I had to learn how to cook Mediterranean food for them because
wow.
That's what they're used to.
Yeah, wow.
So I cooked for them, cleaned, washed noses, and they simply need the help. They need the help. In fact, this summer is one of the most critical times that they need help because, you know, people come, but a lot of the volunteers that work in the shelter leave. And so the children are out of school, so they need more attention
yeah.
to be able to handle all of the children. Because, you know, in school you have half of a day
yeah.
that they're in school in a structured environment. But in the summertime is when they really need the help. So if people don't have anything to do for the summer, that's one of the things that... You know, I encourage people to do.
How can they get involved with what you're doing?
Well,
do you have a website?
Yes, we do. We have a website.
We're going to put it on with the information.
Oh, okay, awesome.
But you can also give the website right now.
Yes, the website is www.ziontravails.com. Again, it's www.ziontravails.com. And they can send an email to ziontravails@gmail.com and inquire about the work. Because of the work that we do is so precious, like we can't post pictures about
right.
the work or reveal the location, etc. But if they really want to be involved, we can get them connected.
Nice.
So they would just have to email me.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if you've... ask these kind of questions
yes.
to yourself.
Okay.
But
come on with it. I want something deep so I can think about it.
That's good to do because I'm going to tell
yeah.
you.
Okay, come on.
Have you ever asked the government if there's any kind of sponsorship? Or do you... I ask those things. People ask me questions like that all the time. And sometimes you don't want so many other things involved because it might keep you from...
Let me explain something to you. With the work that we do... Some of the things, when you're doing the kingdom work, you never saw the Lord go. So I'm going to ask you a question with a question.
Okay.
Did we ever see Yeshua go and get assistance from the government?
Wow. You're right.
Yeah.
You know what he said?
Yeah, what did he say?
Go and get a fish. Go throw a line in. You get a line, I'll get a pole, honey.
Amen.
He told Peter, go throw a line in the water.
man.
In the Kinneret.
Come on.
In the Sea of Galilee. And he pulled a fish out, and there was a gold coin on his mouth.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Listen, that's why the Lord says, they said, where is your kingdom? He said, if my kingdom was about silver and gold, my children would fight over it. Come on now. When you serving God, that's why when you said earlier.
Well, sometimes I need a little refreshing.
Yes, you do. Listen to this. When you said earlier in the show, you said this. You said, my God. You talked about how it was where you were supplied for, right?
Right.
And when America's going to suffer, okay? But that will separate who's really with him and who's not with him.
Right.
Because listen, it's the kingdom.
Right.
It's the kingdom of God.
Right.
It's the kingdom.
Right.
And what's going to be released with the kingdom is finances, provision. They had two loaves and two loaves. And five fish and two loaves.
Yeah.
Okay, amen.
Yeah.
And fed everybody. And so that's that supernatural realm. It's the kingdom of God.
Right.
It's not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit. And so it's the kingdom. So that to say this is that the people who are in these places, the government does not supply it.
No, you're right. Hey, you know what? Slap me around. Slap me around. Because what was I thinking? You know, sometimes I'm just a little brain dead. You know what I mean?
No, I'm just saying.
No, what was I thinking? Duh. Absolutely.
And that was a good thought. Because people probably have that same question.
I get asked that all the time. Why don't you go to this group or that group? But you know what? I'm going to tell you what. There comes a time.
Uh-huh, it's
when,
the kingdom.
Look, if I'm over here working and you're over here working.
Come on.
Folks need to stop for their folks to divvy up. You go out on the weekends and you'll spend $100 on a dinner. Think anything about it.
That's right.
You'll do it on a Friday or a Saturday night.
That's right.
And then you'll turn around Monday and go back to work and not think anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
But God forbid someone wants to give you at least a tax write-off.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Oh, but listen, that's a whole nother dimension.
Right.
You know? Oh. Why do we have to have a tax write-off?
No, that's good. Take it back from the government.
Listen, check this out.
It's your money anyway.
Look, that's a portion of your reward is being given back to you in the earth. I mean, why do you always have to have something back that you give to God? Why do you have to have that?
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, that 501c3 status, thank God for it. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But however, you don't always, I think that we're trying to sometimes look so much into what is in it for me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That we don't even want to sow into something without getting something back.
Right.
When what you're sowing into is something that is eternal.
Right.
You can't pay for that back.
You're right.
In fact, I even look at life like an internship. You have 70 years. Most people, that's the average, you know, roundabout, the Lord says in the Word. 70 years. Now we're extending. We're living a little bit longer.
Right.
But about 70 years you have. So let us live life to the fullest in the time we have.
Exactly.
Amen.
Wow. Abigail?
Yes.
Did we get everything? I don't know if we got everything said that we actually planned on saying. I'm scratching my head. I'm like, that's good stuff.
Amen.
You know what? There's someone out there listening.
Amen.
They need to hear it.
Yeah, they be encouraged. Come to the land.
They need to hear it.
Amen.
Listen.
Yes.
Abraham.
Uh-huh. Come on.
By faith.
Amen.
Sojourned into a land that he knew not. He didn't say, God, I have student loans I have to pay. And I'm not saying shirk your responsibility. He didn't stand around saying, God, I got to take care of my wife and, you know, feed the cattle and do this all stuff. God said, bring your wife and your cattle with you. Bring them with you. Look, everybody's got their thing, okay? And a lot of times we turn, when God says to do something, we turn and make our American excuses many times as to why we can't. But with that being said, Abigail, I thank God that you stepped out by faith.
Amen.
And that you have been a blessing to this country. And you're coming back, of course.
Yes, I am.
And we're going to do another show when you come back.
Oh, well, that's awesome. I would love that.
So, listen, it goes by quick, and we're out of time. And I want to say thank you to you.
Thank you so much, Michael.
For being here. Hey, I'm looking forward to working together with you in the future.
Yeah, we got to get you some Hershey bars.
Exactly. That's what we need. And I want to say thank you to everyone who listens to Insight to Israel and to America's Web Radio.
Amen.
Thank you guys for what you do. God bless. the patriot, conservative Christians who stand and fight for principle in the United States of America.
Amen.
And God bless Israel and her fight for sovereignty and security.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
This is Michael.